If I could have everybody's attention for a few minutes. Thank you all for being here this morning. It's always great to be among a bunch of friends that are all Republicans and see what government should be instead of what maybe we have sometimes.
Yes.
But I am real honored to have two special guests. We're very honored to have two special guests. We want to thank Jan Schuler Hicks for making arrangements. I don't know where Jan's at, but there she is right there. Our camera chair. Thank the media for being here. I know it's a busy day and a busy time. We've had some great successes here locally in Washington and Davis County, especially in the last 24 hours. It's an exciting time to be mayor, so I'm glad to be here myself. And I am so honored to introduce two gentlemen, our next Senator, Todd Young. Hey. And our continuing Congressman, Larry Bashan.
Yes.
Thank you both for being here today. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thanks so much. Folks, that's not distracting. They say never try and compete with animals or little children. And I have four young children, so I'm familiar with that. Well, it's great to be here in Davies County and with good Republicans. Folks, are you ready to make political history in Election Day?
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been at this for roughly a year and a half now, traveling around every part of Indiana, and Hoosiers are pretty much the same wherever you go. We all want the same thing. We want, Jenny and I want for our four young children. Quality education turns into a good-paying job that leads to a meaningful career in communities like this. Maybe access to affordable, accessible health care along the way. And, I would argue that Democrats at the national level, they had their chance. They had their chance. Over the last 8 years, what are we left with? There's a whole lot of despair from people. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat or an independent, there's division. As a country, there's debt that's only increased, and we've got a broken healthcare system. So let's turn the reins over to Republicans, up and down the ballot. Give us a shot. Our solutions, I know, will work a whole lot better. We want to reform the tax code. We want to get rid of these burdensome regulations so that more businesses can come to places like Washington, Indiana. And congratulations to our economic development team, to the mayor, and to everyone else who helped make that recent announcement happen. The other thing we need to do is make sure we stay safe and secure as a country. You know, as many of you know, I'm a U.S. Marine. And one of the things I'm emphasizing in this campaign is we have to stay actively involved in the world, not lead from behind. My study of history tells me that only strong nations can consistently form alliances and deter aggression so that we don't have to fight wars. And then only strong nations can win wars when we have to fight. So we've led from behind too much. You deserve a United States Senator who understands these sorts of issues and not just in committee hearings on Capitol Hill. So like Larry Bashan, I'm a veteran. And I bring that to the table as well. But this really is not about me, this election. This is about the future of Hoosiers. This is about what sort of opportunities we're going to have. This is about my four children, your children and grandchildren. And I think we can do better by our kids. So I know there's a whole lot of anger, of frustration, and so forth around the state of Indiana, around the country with respect to Washington, D.C. I share that. And we need solution-oriented people, fair-minded people who are prepared to work with Democrats when necessary to advance good solutions. We don't have enough of those in Washington, D.C. And so let's bring more Indiana to Washington. Less Washington to Indiana. That's what this campaign's really all about. Now, we've got, 4 days now until Election Day. Never in my imagination did I ever think that I'd be running in a race that have my name on the ballot that could dictate control of the entire United States Senate and the future of the U.S. Supreme Court. All right? Yeah. I hope you're all applauding because you have an opportunity, the people in this room, to play a very significant role in making sure that we collectively, we win this race. We make sure that we have a conservative United States Senate. We make sure that we have a conservative U.S. Supreme Court, or do everything we can to make that happen. Because I do believe it's going to come down to Indiana. Politics is a team sport. I happen to have my name on the ballot. But just remember this, it's your dreams. It's your future. It's your aspirations. It's the challenges you face and so forth that are on the ballot. So you need to, number one, please, I solicit all of you to cast your votes if you haven't already. Hopefully you'll be Republican up and down the ballot. Secondarily, find friends and family who can assist with getting to the polls and casting a ballot. Maybe find some people who work the polls if there's still a need there in this community. Last thing you can do if you decide to you want to roll up your sleeves more is knock on some doors. Our campaign would be happy to work with you on that. Larry's campaign, your local chairman, and so forth.
But, on Saturday,
yes,
10 o'clock, right here.
Right on cue. Right on cue. Right on cue. So I'm tired. I normally have that coffee cup affixed to my hand just because we're punching through. I'm really passing the baton off to all of you. During these final days. We need you on Saturday to get out the vote because that's what this race is going to come down to. It's close. We were down by, according to the Democrats' polls, we were down by 26 points against Evan Bayh in early July. Folks, the last polling had us tied. Yeah. We're going to go from tied to victory through your efforts and people like you around this state. Who care deeply about the future of this country, who are deeply troubled by the direction we've been headed, who understand that we can do in Washington, D.C. what we've done in Indianapolis with our great leaders, with our legislators. I saw the senator just walked in. Let's give him a round of applause. Real team player there. I know he's committed to the cause. We've had great leadership at the executive level. We need to continue that leadership by making Eric Holcomb the next governor of the state of Indiana. So let's fundamentally change how Washington works. Let's continue the good change in Indianapolis, and we're going to do that by electing Republicans. And I know I've got a partner here in Larry Bouchon, who is an exceptional member of Congress. There's probably, you know, three dozen members of Congress who I think of as people who really do their homework. They stay deeply connected with their constituents and who consistently are there not just to cast votes and give speeches, but also to solve problems. Larry Bouchon, son of a coal miner, then a heart surgeon, and now your member of Congress, is one of those people. Why don't I turn it over to Larry?
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd Young, for coming to Daviess County. It's very much appreciated that you're here. This county is a county that is going to turn out.
I'm getting more
a
coffee.
Lot of Republicans. A lot of Republicans are going to turn out and vote for Todd Young, and I am on the ballot too. So I hope you vote for me. I appreciate your vote. Thank you ahead of time for that. But you know, it is a great announcement, Mayor, recently, and hopefully that'll be a springboard for other announcements like that in the future. And you know, I-69 has, I think, maybe a role in that. And so, as you know, I've been doing